नानारूपव्यतीतोऽहं चिदाकारोऽहमच्युतः सुखरूपस्वरूपोऽहम् अहमेवाहमव्ययः. So we saw in the previous shloka and previous shlokas, Shankara explaining Brahman from different perspectives like Tattva Atitah Paratmaham, and before that Akanda Anandarupoham, Chuddha Chaitanyarupoham. So in many ways, like he spoke about Brahman. So he's again like continuing that analysis or continuing that aspect or following that pattern in describing Brahman in as many ways as possible. And this is very essential because anusandhanam or nididhyasanam, constant contemplation of the truth of Brahman, Advitiya Satyam, is very essential. So that is the basis of all knowledge, that is the basis of whatever is there in the world, that is true knowledge. Therefore it is very essential. And Krishna says in many places in Gita about Ananya Bhajanam. Krishna terms this as Ananya Bhajanam or Bhajanam without any other thought. So without any other thought just means that this thought has to be there always. So if this thought is there, then other thoughts are also admissible. Why? It's quite simple. This is the thought that everything is only an illusion in Brahman. The thought that whatever we are seeing is Namarupam, everything is Brahman. Along with that, if we have other thoughts, oh, this laptop, I like this, I love this laptop. So along with that, okay, everything is only an illusion. Then that means automatically everything is an illusion or everything is Brahman. Only Brahman exists, that overrules this other perception, this other thought. Of course, initially it is a struggle. So that is what is denoted by the Pandavas and Kauravas, the war of Mahabharata. Mahabharata Yuddham is not something that is happening externally, it's something that constantly happens within us. And generally people interpret or translate it as the fight between good and bad, but it's not the fight between good and bad. It is the fight between truth and fight between truth and untruth, or that which is an illusion. So there is no good and bad, there is only truth and untruth. So truth is Brahman or Advitiya Satyam, untruth is Dvaitam or duality or Bhedam, differences. So there is a fight between these both. And unfortunately, Brahman is veiled initially. So somehow like it's like telling, oh, when I know like to win this game, but what happened was when I start in the game, I'm in a maze. So I don't know how to come out. Even if I knew, I think I know the places and all, but I don't know where I am now to start from. So similarly, starting itself, like we have Maya, we are veiled, Brahman is veiled from us. Therefore, it's always the untruth that is ruling, even as Kauravas ruled. So Kauravas ruled, they tried to keep the Pandavas low for many, many years. Finally, ultimately, the truth has to win, because truth is that which really exists. Untruth can exist, but it cannot ever exist. So at times, like when we start in the spiritual path, when we try to contemplate on Brahman, then the real fight starts. That is when the fight really starts. The Pandavas were struggling when they were very young itself. But then when did they start real fight against Kauravas? That is when Ishvara came to them in the form of Krishna to guide them constantly. So the moment we start contemplating on Brahman, the fight starts, and of course we will forget, the thought of Brahman will be overruled or overridden by other thoughts, but the fight has to continue again and again. Yato yato nischarati manah chanchalam astiram. ततस्ततो नियम्येत आत्मन्येव वशं नयेत् यतो यतो निश्चरति मनः. व्हेनेवर द माइंड गोज अवे बिकॉज इट इज चंचलम अस्थिरम चंचल अस्थिर मन है मेरा तेरा रूप मैं देख न पाऊं. सो चंचलम इट इज चंचलम एंड अस्थिरम इट इज कॉन्स्टेंटली चंचलम इट इज moving vigorously moving from here and there and astiram it doesn't stay on one place as well. So therefore such a mind, whenever the mind goes away, tatastato niyamya etad, etad niyamya, at that time etad niyamya, control it and bring it back to the atman, bring it back to contemplation. And that is where these shlokas come into picture. We can just remember these shlokas. These are simple shlokas, it's not very tough shlokas like the Upanishads. If we read the shlokas of the Upanishad, then we will find that they are much, much tougher than these shlokas. So if we take for example, yathornanabhi srujate grihnate cha yatha prativyam aushadeha sambhavanti. So we will not understand even one word of it unless we know Sanskrit. But here, simple nana rupa vyatito ham nana rupa, we already know aham, we know vyatitam means different, chidakaro ham achyutaha, we already know sukarupa swarupo ham aham eva ham avyaya. Simple words, we already know the meaning, it's not tough at all. But constant contemplation is required because the mind will lead us away again and again. That is the nature of the mind. Paranchikhani vyatrinat swayam buhu tasma paran pashyan nantaratman kaschiddhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshadavratta jachuhu chakshuhu amradatvam ichchan. So the mind, or the sense organs, the mind controls the sense organs, mind functions through the sense organs. So the sense organs are extroverted in nature because they didn't seek Ishvara, therefore Ishvara, their creator, cursed them. You didn't seek me, therefore go out. So they started, they are always outward in nature. Kashchit dhiraha, a rarely a wise person, a bold person, courageous person, realizes the self, indwelling self. How? Avritta chakshuhu, he controls the sense organs, he controls the mind. Amritattva me itchen, and he has the strong desire for liberation. So we have the strong desire for liberation. If not, we cannot learn Brahma Jnanavali Mala. So what is pending is Brahma Abhyasam or Brahma Bhavana in our mind. This is in Vedantins term it as Brahma Akara Vritti. That Vritti or the thought in the form of everything is Brahman. So we have to constantly contemplate or remember and mechanically repeat each of the shlokas. We already know the meaning, so when we repeat immediately, the meaning will come. So we have to do that, and that is where Shankara explains Brahman in different ways, as many ways as possible. So nana rupa vyatito aham, aham I am nana rupa vyatitam. So vyatitam means different, nana rupam different from different or various dual forms. So the world consists of various forms, this form, that form. So okay, today I have, 2 years back I had short hair, now I have long hair. 2 years back I was slim, now I am fat. So 2 years or 5 years back I had, or 10 years back I was only 4 feet in height. Now I am 6 feet. So rupam, or the different forms, is there for our own body as well as in the entire world. But am I the body? Am I the form? Of course I am not the form. Why? Because I am eternal. The form is never eternal. Oh, how can you say the form is not eternal? Form is constantly changing. Each and every minute, that is how, like we say, that my body is constantly changing. It is undergoing change each and every minute. And if we ask science people, science or biology people, they'll say, millions of cells are dying each and every minute. Okay, not millions. Don't Don't start arguing. Okay, it's not millions, of course. Millions is impossible. It's billions. No, that's just a figurative way of telling. So there are many cells that are constantly dying and new cells taking birth. So that is constantly happening. So that way, that which is changing cannot be eternal. How can it be eternal? Because eternal is that which is constant. And I know I am constant. How do I know? I perceive the changing body. If I should perceive the changing body, then I should be not the body. I can only perceive changes if I am not part of the change. Shadvikaravatam veta nirvikaroham achyuta tadvikaranusandhanam sarvata navakalpate. So Advaita Makaranda says, Lakshmi Dharayan Advaita Makaranda gives a beautiful shloka to say, Shadvikaram, the six modifications that happen for any form. So Janma, Astitva, Vriddhi, Parinama, Apakshaya and Nasham. So Janma, Astitva, Janma, birth, Astitva, temporary existence, Vriddhi, growth, Parinamam, change, Apakshayam, disease or decay, and death, Nasham. So these six Vikaras, Shad Vikara Vatam Veta. I know these Vikaras. So if I know these Vikaras, I have to be Nirvikaram. Why? Tad Vikara Anusandhanam Sarvata Navakalpate. If I have to experience some change, then I shouldn't be part of the change. If I am part of the change, I cannot experience it. If I am part of the change, I am changing. Such a changing entity, how can it experience its own change? It's impossible. So, only a person who is standing outside in the train platform, let's say station platform, can see that the train is moving. A person who is in the train cannot feel the movement of the train because he is moving along with the train. Of course, don't say, oh, he can see that the train is moving. How? By looking at the earth, or with respect to, not earth, with respect to external ground, or that which is not the train. So by that itself means that he cannot experience the movement just from the train's perspective. So if I experience the changes, the six changes of the body, then I am not the body. Definitely I am not the body. And I do experience the changes. That's why I say, oh doctor, like, I don't know, but somehow I feel that my energy is not good these days. My body doesn't have any strength. Give me some vitamin tablets. So we often go to the doctor and say, okay, what disease do you have? Well, I don't have any disease, doctor. I'm perfectly fine. But still I feel that my body is not strong. And somehow, like, I am not feeling the strength. And the doctor will say, oh, you are strong only. Don't worry, you are strong. What is required is you have to see a psychologist. Okay. Pardon the joke. Anyway, so if I have to experience the changing body, then I am not the change. So any form changes, I am the experiencer of the change, therefore I am ever eternal. And of course, from the day of my birth, of course, unfortunately it's not my birth, the birth of the body, from the day of the birth of the body till the day of the death of the body, I remain the same. Nobody even doubts there. Like, I don't say, oh, I who am Hariram in US, like, I was Hariram in India 5 years back. Nobody says, we just say I. That is how it is linked. There is a constant I amidst the changing forms, changing everything. So, nana rupa vyatito, I am devoid of any change. I am devoid of duality in itself. And why is that? because chidakaroham achyutaha. I am chidakaram, I am consciousness in nature, and achyutaha, without any mutation, without any decay. Chit or consciousness is light. Light doesn't have any change, of course. Even as science says, energy cannot be destroyed. Of course, energy can be changed from one form to another. So essentially, energy is the same, just the form changes. So similarly, consciousness is the light, is the energy of all energies. It is the light of all light. The consciousness that pulsates in us as I can never change. Of course, the changes of the mind, the changes of the body, changes of the body and the mind is what, like, we know as changes to our own body, as well as changes in relationships, the way we perceive people and things around us. So that can change, but I cannot change. I can never change because I am chit. Chit cannot change, chit can never change. So chidakaroham achyutaha, I am without any decay as well. And sukarupa swarupoham, my nature is sukarupam. So if at least, like, you have to give me a form. So it's like a sadhaka telling, oh, if at least I should get a form. Give me a blissful form. So Atman also might be saying, oh, if I need a form, give me a blissful form. So sukarupam, the nature of chit is anandam. It is ever blissful. Why is it ever blissful? Of course, it will be sad if there are many people around it. So that's where, when there are people around us and we try to relate to them in our mind, then it causes all problems. Of course, people can be there around us. The mind has to just see them as one. But in the first case, if people itself are not there, then how can there be any sorrow? There cannot be. Advaitam or Advitiyam, that which is non-dual, there cannot be any dukkham in it. Therefore, my very nature is sukham. Why? Because I am chit. I am that chit which is different from all forms, which means that chit which is Advitiyam, that which is chit which is devoid of dvaitam, any bhedam, no bhedam, no difference can touch me, even touch me. Of course, we should look at Mahatmas like Amma, Balakrishna Nair, and ask ourselves the question, yes, of course, is any duality, the world, is it tainting them, is it touching them, is it able to touch them? No, they are ever the same. So they are ever, so antaha merum eva sthitam. So Shankara says in Viveka Chudamani that externally a person might be doing a lot of actions, but a jnani internally antaha merum eva sthitam, like the meru parvatam, he is very strong. Not strong is not the exact word, means like stiram is the right word, stiram. He's so stable, ever abiding in Brahman, ever abiding in bliss. So sukarupam, I'm not these forms, I am sukarupam, aham eva, I am definitely all these, aham avyayaha, I am immutable. So anytime we remember this shloka, immediately, like when we are facing any sorrow from the world, immediately if we remember that nana rupa vyatitoham, okay, this rupam, the various forms, the various changes that are there in the world as part of the world, but I am different from them. I am consciousness which cannot be attached to anything, which is partless, which cannot be attached to anything at all. So if we cannot be attached to anything at all, then even if all these illusions are seen, it doesn't matter for me. And add to it that I am sukarupam. If I am sukam in nature, then why would I be affected by it? So just remembering this shloka at any time, like whenever we are feeling sad, or nana rupa vyatitoham and sukarupa swarupoham, immediately our problems will get reduced. Of course, problems or sorrow will not go completely, because we have to do a lot of practice in order to get to that state. But if we are able to remember this, at least the sorrow will get reduced. And if the conviction is very strong and the desire for liberation is also strong, Okay, this is the truth. This is what can give me liberation. So whatever happens, any minute I remember this shloka, immediately I should set aside dvaitam. I should set aside duality. I should set aside differences. If a person takes or gets such a conviction, then any minute this shloka is remembered, sorrow will immediately vanish. And that is what is the sadhana that is required from a seeker. Constantly remembering Brahman, remembering that whatever is seen here is only an illusion in Brahman. Let the illusion still exist. I am untainted, untouchable and blissful Brahman, distinct from the illusion. The illusion cannot affect me. If we remember this, that will slowly take us to that state where we will be able to remain unaffected by the world with the knowledge. We don't have to put any effort. Knowledge will automatically remain in our mind whether we like it or not. So that is what Shankara says. Nechanapi samuchyate. So a person who doesn't have aham and mama, who is contemplating on Brahman, even if he doesn't want, he gets liberated. Well, that's our nature. Like, we are already liberated whether we know or not. So wise person would take the decision that, or make the decision that, from now onwards I am going to remember at least one of the shlokas of Brahmajnanavali Mala, and thereby always contemplate on Brahman, have Brahman in my thought at all times, whatever may happen. We'll continue with the next shloka tomorrow. I'm sure.